Hey, we're back. It's 8:21, cloudy, 34 degrees. Thursday talk round. I always love Thursdays because I go from history to Chankabazoo, which, by the way, has a history.
Absolutely.
Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz in studio. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Good morning. 90 years.
I particularly loved your article.
In
the Daily News with the timeline where everything started up till now. That was a fascinating read.
Well, thank you. And that was just, you know, bullets. But we're going to continue with that and get into detail of the first park board and et cetera, et cetera. So we've got all that coming as well.
Right.
And it'll be, there'll be a timeline in the Nature Center.
Okay.
This summer. And there always is what little history sheet by the door when you come in. You can grab that. And people go, well, I've read it. Well, look at it again because we change it up and show different highlights.
So. What a legacy.
90 you know, years.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
We're just a small part of that, but we were pretty happy with these last 30 years and things that are happening at Chankabazoo.
Oh, I think you were a big part of it. Like I say, Kathy Dickman came to town and said, hey, I've got an idea. This might work.
You know, Janet was just on talking about weather, and we have weather drills at the zoo. I bet you do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and she mentioned we have so much weather in North Dakota because we have four seasons.
Yeah.
So we prepare for different things. And, you know, twister, tornado drills, storm. We are always, you know, poor Brett Lambert. I'm calling him going, what's going on? Where's there? Is there a touchdown? What's going on? You know, so, you know, what to do. What to do for this visitors, you know, staff and animals.
Right. Yeah.
So then we got to go over to the campground, knock on their doors, and they're like, what's this guy want? We're just telling you, if the twister gets closer, you need to go to the law enforcement center, and we send them to keep them safe because we don't have a qualified, what they would call a twister shelter down there, tornado shelter. So we just want people to be safe, and we let our visitors know if there's, be it high winds, rain, or whatever is coming through the zoo. We go through, the staff does, and tells them, this is what's coming. You might want to come indoors or, you know, do what you feel. We just want you to be informed.
And there's times where mandatory evacuate, but that hardly ever has to happen.
Right.
So things pass through very quickly as they come. But one of the strongest buildings in town is Tell the Orangutan's Habitat.
Right.
Remember, that started out as a water plant.
Kind of a little pump station, wasn't it, or something?
No, it was a water treatment plant.
That's right.
And it goes in the ground 30-some feet. And Tal only charged $20 a piece for people to come in during severe weather.
It's like rebar.
Pretty good. Either
rebar.
That or a banana.
It's very thick walls. There's rebar like every 4 inches. It's very strong.
It's a fortress.
It's a fortress.
So what do you do with the residents down there at the zoo? I mean, you know, the sirens start going off. How do you like a herd or rhino?
We'll open doors and give choice when bad weather, it looks like it's going to be bad weather. And then when it actually happens, we will lock in primates, et cetera. The rhinos, they'll... rhinos will do what the rhinos want.
Unless it's a lightning storm, the rhinos run around looking for fires and lightning strikes. But otherwise, the rest of them, you know, everybody's trained to come in when we call them.
Right.
And you just pray that day they don't decide to get stubborn.
Yeah.
And that they do come in. But, you know, our first priority is staff and visitors, so... The animals we work on, you know, where we can, and it's usually at that time Kathy goes, it's not hailing that bad. Get out there, Tom.
And that's where we live too. There's no weather that's severe enough.
Let's all watch it.
Yeah,
let's go outside and watch the weather.
Let's go out and check it out.
We have that in us. But anyway.
Speaking of weather, that kind of delayed things this year, but you got some big events coming up here.
We do. We delayed, and we talked about this, and I think everybody knows we're opening May 6th, but on the 29th, so a week from this Saturday, please, if weather permits, show up at the zoo with a rake or gloves and help out. We have some rakes if you don't have one, but some of the students from the college come over, and of course they're in dorms, so we'll have rakes for them. Help us out. Let's green up. Let's get ready for the season, and that follows on May 6th. Very excited about it. Our summer crew came in yesterday for their orientation, and a good group of people working our guest services. I'm really excited. Can you tell? I'm just really excited.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a great year.
It's
going to
be fantastic. And again, going back to what Janet said, she's talking about the chickens. You know, right now we have so many chickens, they could a Twister could come through and pick them up and not bring them back. But exciting. We have new. And this is, we have rhinos and we have tigers and we have all these things. But I'm going to tell you about the petting zoo. I'm going to talk to you about goats.
Right. Let's talk
because
goats.
Because we got four new nannies in, and of course they're going to have kids, so they're going to be kids running amok again this summer.
Sure.
And people love it. Keepers hate it. People love it.
Oh yeah, and they're adorable too.
They're really
cute.
There's nothing better in a petting zoo than something, you know, young, small babies. So that's going to be fun and a sure sign of spring finally being here. But we've got a lot of exciting things happening, and going to touch on you one more time and continue this. Our artist in residence,
yes.
Bill Dablo, coming in, and we'll hear more on dates and reception times to do your animal art with the animals.
Right. I'm going to have a good time with this. And
We have to hold you to it now.
Yeah, well, I know.
People are going to come down and go, where's Bill? Oh, he thinks he needs to sleep one day.
Right. Well, and again, this kind of started as something. I've kind of had this in my head for a few years. And this year, it's just like, no, we're going to do it. Kathy came up with the idea, hey, we've already got an artist down there.
We do.
Tal's a painter.
He is.
So I'm going to get some quality time painting with Tal over this summer. I can't wait.
Do you recall the story of when we learned how popular his art was? He was painting, and then I get a call from a lady in New York, and she said, I want to buy the art piece I found on page, I think she said 24 of the New York art.
Yeah.
And I said, well, ma'am, I don't know what you're looking at. She said, well, it's a painting by your orangutan. And so she took a picture and sent it to me. And I said, well, indeed, we did sell that for conservation dollars. And she said, well, I'll take a print. I said, we do have a print. But I didn't know it was out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people pick up, these days you can pick up anything socially put it out there. And so it is good. People said, well, how do we know he's doing it and not you? And just selling them. It's like, well, first of all, we'd be doing more of them.
Right.
We wait until he wants to. It's an enrichment for him.
And he gets paid in bananas.
No commission there, just bananas, right?
And you will be the first one to actually be outside of the crew that trains with him to actually paint with him. So
I can't wait.
It's exciting.
We'll talk more about maybe we can live stream this thing, too, so we can see the progression, too.
Absolutely.
I would love to do that.
And speaking about the art and performing world and performing arts as well, the New York Comer Musiker Woodwind Ensemble has settled on a date of the first Saturday in August.
Right.
For Tal's concert with
and he
them.
He's a musician,
he does
too.
Play,
so.
Yes, he'll play his recorder with them, well, hopefully. And again, it's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he just enjoys the music. And last year he was playing around with us so much, he was teasing us because they brought in two bassoon players with them. And every time they would play, he'd start clapping. And then the audience started clapping because he was clapping. So then he started just like, okay, I'm going to mess with them a little bit. So he just like, he's going to clap and then everybody else would clap.
Do you ever just look at him and go, what a fascinating creature? I mean, he really is.
You know, and I've never been, I never been able to say animal. I talk about the animals at the zoo, but I talk about Tal. I don't say this animal. I never can say animal.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he thinks of us. I wonder if he's thinking, going, oh, if they only did this way, and if they could do that that way. And soon we'll have some more construction down there. And he will probably just, you know, some enrichment things we're doing inside habitats. And one of them will be in the bobcat. And Tom feels he's going to emulate that in construction.
Well, anything he can see, he messes with.
Really?
And I think he wants my job. He keeps watching me and he's going, yeah, I can do better than that bozo. It'd be a lot cheaper
to
pay.
Just one step ahead of him every day.
Right. Well, you have to be. Okay, let's cover cleanup day again happening.
Cleanup day the 29th. Zoo opening May 6, 10 a.m.
All right.
And that'll go just, you know, just till Mother's Day. Then we're open till 7, 10 to 7. But it'll start 10 to 4. And come on down and see us. Keepers are excited. They're ready. They're making enrichment. They're getting habitats ready. Everybody's just pretty eager.
Right.
Now, if you would fix the weather, Bill, we would have it made.
If he could do that, it would have been done weeks ago.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I've just so had it with all this. But, you know, it's April. Here we are.
It's April, but yeah.
Tom and Kathy, great to have you in here.
It was great to be here. Thank you so much.
Morning Zoo every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir.